Good. Okay. So this coming Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, this week we read Parshas Korach, which like last week said, is more or better known for its first half, the narrative portion, than for the second half. The narrative portion, of course, is the rebellion of Korach and his cohorts against Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end of the Seder, we have a lot of dinim relating to proper treatment of Kohanim and the laws of Matnos Kehuna, specifically the laws of giving certain gifts. Many of there are 24 different gifts known as Matnos Kehuna, so quite a number of them mentioned over here. And the Torah says in the first of the sources, it's, of course, by Midbar Perek Girchas Pasuk Ches, by the Be'er Shem Aaron, the Ani Hinei Nasati L'cho, Aaron, of course, the original Kohen, Es Mishmeres Trumosai L'cho Kodshei B'nei Yisrael, I'm giving you the first choice of all, you know, certain meats from all the kodesh, from all the sacrifices brought by Bnei Yisrael. L'cho nesatim l'moshcha ul'banecha l'cho kolam. It's given for you l'moshcha. We'll translate that in a second. Ul'banecha l'cho kolam. To you, your children, the descendants of Kohanim, for permanent chok. In other words, every carbon that's brought, the notable exception is the carbon ola, but every carbon that is brought, the kohen is given a certain part of the meat. Some karbanos, some of the meat's also given to the person who brings the carbon, the bala carbon, but the kohen gets a portion of all of the meat. Certain specific parts that are not put on the mizbeach. Not the whole animal is put on the mizbeach. Only certain parts are put on the mizbeach. Yeah, right. So simply, it's good. What does it mean? We're interested now not so much in the dinner of the karbonas, but what does it mean? L'chon esatim l'moshcha. So Rashi tells us right away, again, Perek Yuches Pasuk Ches, Rasul l'moshcha l'gdula. It is given to you as a sign of your greatness, your stature. This is something special that's given to you as an indication of your gedula. And that's Rashi, again, didn't make that up. That's in the Sifrei, here in Parshas Korach, Piska Kuf Yud Zayim. So it's to read, L'moshcha ein moshcha l'gedula. Shemar zos mishchas aron mishchas panon. The Pasuk that Rashi quotes back in Parshas Tzav, I printed here in Source 4. Vayikra Perek Zayim, Pasuk Amen. Hey, zos mishchas aron mishchas panon. Meishi Hashem b'yom hikri v'osom mechayin l'Hashem. They're given this l'mishchas, mishchas aron, the same word, l'moshcha. And the Targum Yonasim and Azil there in Parshas Tzav, in Source 5, translates Perek Zayim, Pasuk Amen. Hey, dot revusa the aron. Revusa the bar. Revusa means status. It's great. It's part of your godless. And the fact is that a kohen has a certain status of greatness, and part of the greatness is manifested by giving him this meat as a special portion that is given to the kohanim. And it's not just tama, as we're going to see in a second, has ramifications lahalacha, that this meat is given them as a sign of their status, a sign of their stature, of their gedula, their greatness. The Mishnah says in Masechet Zrachim, Daf Tzadim at Beis, Source 6, the Mishnah reads, V'chulon ha-kohanim rashayim l'shanos b'chiloson l'echolon tzluyen u'shlukon v'sholem l'osez zocha tav l'chulon, etc. You're allowed, the kohen, when he gets the meat, can eat the meat. In not like, for example, you know, the carbon pesach has to be eaten roasted, right? Sleek. But here you can eat it roasted, you can overcooked, cooked in raw, broiled, whatever you want. And lo seis atocha tav leichun. You can spice it up with tav and spices that are not from the carbonus, that have no sanctity. Okay, because that's how you enjoy it. Rashi explains on that mission, Zvazachim, Tzadim Abbeis, Uvechul and Bechol and Echolim, Roshana Karat, Roshana Bechilos, and Begon, Lochon Tzuz, Shlukon, Roshana, either have you want. And the Gemara on that mission explains a little bit later, Tzadi Aleph, Amad Aleph, Source 8, Uvechul and Kohanim Roshoyin, my time, Omakor, Limoshko, Ledula, Kiderach, Shahamalachim, Amalachim, Oakland. You're supposed to eat this like kings, like royalty, like people who have, you know, an official position that's given to you to enjoy. Eat it in the most, you know, whatever, the most attractive or the most enjoyable fashion. This is a sign of stature, a sign of status. Okay, as Rashi says in Zochim Tzadi Alvim Nof, so it's fine. Lemoshko, Lechon, Nisakim, Moshko, Mitargimin, Lerivu, Vahim, Ledula. Again, the same idea. Rashi says that's what the word means. That's what the word in our Sedra in Korach means. Lechon, Nisakim, Lemoshko, Legedula. It's a sign of greatness, a sign of stature. And that's how the Rambam Paskin, Halacha Lemaisa, thank you. Halacha Lemaisa, Perek Yud of Hilchos Masach Karbonas, Perek Yud Alocha Yud, Umuto Lechos Akochim Sorsen Bechol Machol, Afilo Kohanim Utom Lechol Chelkom Bain, Mikochim Kalim Bain, Mikochim Kochim, different types of Karbonas and different types of things. Kochim Kalim have different rules in Kochim Kochim as to where the carbon is slaughtered and how. Different details not relevant to us right now, but Lashanos Bachilosim, Ochlam, Sluyim, Shlukim, Vushalim, you cook it, you eat it however you like it. You have it cooked by a fancy chef, you have it, eat it in a fantastic way. Now, it's interesting. Thing, there is another Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Beis, on Beis 11. Omer v'chista matnos kuna ein necholos elot sli. One of the says it has to be eaten, so it has to be roasted. And ve'eino necholos elot chardol. seal it with mustard, spice it up. Why? My timer. Again, the Gemara quotes our pasuk again. Omar kol lemoshkel adula kederach shanalachim ochlim. And Rashi there says, I'm kufa beis on beis in chulin 12 lemoshkel matnas kunak siba vayikach korach. He quotes our pasuk here in Korach. L'chon esatim l'moshko kol matonos shenasati l'cho b'kunosko nasati l'gdulo k'dimetargamin on the revus. Everything we saw, this is a sign of stature. So Tosus wondered, well, one second, this seems to be a contradiction. Because before we said, you can eat it however you like it. And there it says, we eat and roast it. So Tosus deals with that problem. Tosus chul and kufla amabez on days, amabez, dira masla ein mechol, and 13 vim tomar. Adi Gemara says, in Zochen, you can eat it however you like, you don't have to roast it. It has to be derech shamalach. You see, basically, Tosus says it depends on the person. Okay, for certain people, you know, it depends on your. It may depend a little bit on what is socially acceptable. You like. Look at the end of Tosus there, the second line. He says apparently it's near devadai kemosha tolo minana yosa. Whatever gives him greater pleasure, whatever is fancier to him. Every person, or perhaps in society, there are differences. So, but the idea, as far as we're concerned, is. And the Rambam brings out halacha too on the next page in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Tes, halacha Chav Beis. Ein akon ocham matnos el tzli b'charedo shenem al moshek derech ocham amlochem. Bottom line is the common denominator. Whether you insist that you have to eat it roasted or you're allowed to eat it however you want, the two different gemaras. The common denominator is kederech shamalochem ochlim. It's like royalty. So it may depend a little bit on societal norm. May depend on your personal preference and so on. Yeah.
Quick question. We're trying to bring some sort of source to get the arm of the Kohen.
Right.
So we're going about it in kind of an indirect way. Mm-hmm. The Torah does say that the Kohen gets this special...
Mm-hmm. Good, so let's segue into
the...
Yeah.
Okay, so then... And that... We're bringing proof to show that whatever the korban he gets is a sign of honor.
The meat that he's given from the korbanos is a sign of honor, and it's eaten accordingly.
Why do you have to go that far? Can't you just say doing the avodah in the base of English is also an honorable?
That's true. But that, you know, you could argue that that's a meat. He doesn't get any personal benefit out of it. It's not, you know, that's a mitzvah, good, and he has a wonderful thing to status. But here we're saying that there is a personal status, and some eating, his eating has to be done b'derech hamalachim. The point is he's treated like royalty. That's what I wanted to get at. He's treated like royalty. That's the real point. Okay, that you know, however you understand about the meat, you see, as you wouldn't necessarily assume from or conclude automatically that
a certain position.
Okay, you can say that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, you're working a dean of a university.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, but
you're right.
But I'm just
so
saying here,
working
this is,
in the base
right.
Of
so you could say that alone is a sign of their status. What I'm trying to say is that their status. Their status generates something else. It's not just that they're doing avodah, but their status generates something else. You know, you're right, there are other positions also. But I'm trying to show that the fact that kings, you know, the point is you're treated like royalty. Okay, it's not, yes, the avodah itself.
Because in this way you're treated like royalty in all ways.
So let's see. So there is, good, so that's the background. So there is a Yerushalmi, a fascinating Gemara in Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perek Ches Halacha 8, source 15, where the Gemara says as follows. These two rabbis are sitting and eating. Rabbi Zeira was like the waiter. He was serving them. Okay. He brought both their platters in one hand. Somehow he balanced it in one hand. A little ungainly, I guess, but he brought it out in one hand. So he made like a sort of a wisecrack. He said, what, was something wrong with the other hand? Why don't you carry in two hands, you know? Like the guy who's, you'll know the reference, he sees his wife's carrying the laundry. She's got a big, huge bag of laundry. And he says, what are you carrying that downstairs to the washing machine? You know, the big thing is too heavy for you. Why don't you make two trips? So that's a sort of wisecrack. You know what I'm talking about. So that's the wisecrack that he said. So the Gemara says, because his father got angry at him. Basically what he says is, you know, here the guy is serving you. Don't make a crack, you know, a joke. Okay, don't treat him a little bit disrespectfully. You know, his father, Barchana, that's what the Prey Moshe says. It's not enough that you're sitting and he's serving you. Okay, you know, he's also a rabbi, he's also a tamachom. He's sitting and serving you. Yeah, you have to make a wisecrack. That's basically not. But now, what's relevant to us? Oh, and furthermore, the who coin? He's a coin. The Amar Shmuel Hamishtamish Bekuhuna Mal. Someone who makes use of a kohen for personal service, you ask a kohen to do, we might call menial tasks or something else, for you, it's like a violation of me'ilah. Me'ilah means inappropriate use of something that belongs to Hekdesh, or belongs to Kodshim. Okay, so that, and therefore, you should get up and serve him, and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara asks, Minayin hamishtamish b'kuno mal, where do we see that? That there's such a concept that if you make use of a kohen, you violate me'ilah. So Acha b'shem Shmuel Omar pasuk in Ezra that I quote in source 17 Ezra parak ches pasuk chav ches the Omar aleim atem kodesh Hashem v'akelim kodesh the vessels of the mikdash have kedusha you the kohanim have kedusha as well and in a certain sense yes exactly ma'akelim mishtam shem mo afa mishtam shem kohanim mo the Gemara concludes there it's brachas parak ches halacha hay. So we see from that Gemara that you're not and I will tell you that I remember. When I was in high school, so I used to daven in what's now called the old base medrash in YU. So Reb David Lifshitz, Nechama Baruch, was the Rosh Hashiva there, you remember? So Reb David sat in the front, and there was a minyan, there was a, mostly old-timers who lived in the area. There wasn't a regular yeshiva minyan, it was an older, Balabata minyan. Somehow, that's why I ended up davening a lot of times. The high school didn't have, in those days, their own minyan. Anyway, so at the end of davening, there used to be bachurim. David, by my time, was already an older man. So, you know, in the wintertime, he had a coat and a hat and so on. So the guys used to go up to help him put his coat and hat on and gloves to go home. He needed some help. So I remember this. He would always add, a guy came, he didn't know who the guy was here. So, are you a coin? And if he was a coin, he did not want the coin to be the person to put his jacket on. You know, we'll get to that. That's all that. Okay, but I remember this. Okay, that I don't think it was just the one time that I remember. I think he was careful about this din not to be mishtamish b'kahuna. Isn't that interesting? You know, he didn't want to make use of a coin. Okay? That's what they're talking about. That's exactly what it's all about today. Now, the problem, not the problem, is the question, we're all hinting at the issues, but this is something else. Well, all I did was before was show from our surgery, you see that there's a status of royalty. Okay, the status of gedula, like a melech. Okay, but now incumbent upon us is not to, I don't want to say abuse, that's too strong a word, but misuse or, you know, inappropriate. That's what the Abba Baba Chana, his father, yelled at him for, you know, for having a coin be the one to serve him his meal. And it was right.
So this is it. The first source you gave was saying it's a positive, this is almost like a low cost. Like
in effect, yeah. Because he's, right.
And here it's saying, if you don't honor him, it's a problem.
Right, so now let's come back to the first. Very good. We'll see. Good question. Again, the Rishalmi's Lashon is, you know, well, it's a strong term. The question is, what do you need this Rishalmi for altogether? This other source, a funny pasuk, not funny, but, you know, a sort of abstract, unusual pasuk or less well-known pasuk in Ezra. There is a pasuk in the Chumash, as you just alluded to, Parshas Emor. Vayikra perachavala pasuk has. Where the Torah says about behind Emor, Emor HaKanim, that's how the pasuk starts, the parasha starts. V'kidashto, ki eslechem lekechum achiv, kadosh yelach, ki kadosh aneshem kadishchem. There is a mitzvah in Parshas Emor, v'kidashto, to treat a kohen who's sent to sanctify the kohen. And Rashi comments there in Parshas Emor, in source 19, v'kidashto al korcho, even if he doesn't want it. Shim lo ratzel garish hal keil v'yaseh, we'll come back to that. And kadosh yelach, says Rashi, kadosh yelach, second Rashi in source 19, in Perakof Aleph Yikra Pasuk Ches, nahog bo kedusha. Give him the status of kedusha, and it gives examples. Liftoach rishon b'chol dover, he should be the first one to ask to speak. Levarach rishon b'seuda, to lead, to make the bracha, the motzi, whatever it is. And that does Rashi make up either. That's the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Tesla Beis, 20. Reb Chiya bar Abba Omar Mehocha, v'kidasho l'chol dovah shebegdusha, Tanu the Rebbe Yishmael, v'kidasho l'chol dovah shebegdusha, liftoach rishon, ulevarach rishon, v'litom vana yofa rishon. Okay, look at Rashi in 21. Liftoach rishon, v'chol dovah kavod. Anything where you have to honor people, you know, so the first speaker should be the Kohen, right? They show honor, right? Bain b'Torah, whether it's a Torah subject, or Bain b'Yeshiva, general meeting, who you daber b'Rosh, she should be the first one to speak. Okay, we're going to talk about that for right now, yes. Ulevar chishin b'suda. V'lito money yofar chishin says Rashi, b'ol lacho kim yisov b'chol davar. You're giving food, give him the choice, the fancy, the nicest choice, choicest piece of steak that came off the grill, or whatever. That's what he's supposed to do. Now, the Gemara there, getting back to source 20, the Gemara there in Gittin and Testament Beis is bothered because the Mishnah seems to say that it's mitnei darkei shalom. Okay, that it's done so to keep the peace. So what do you mean, you know, basically because you don't want to clean arguments, you give the coin if you're a coin. So give
that's
the coin.
Why they divide up the
yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Same Gemara, same Gemara.
Yeah.
So it made Darkei Shalom. So the Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef, Abaye Rav Yosef, second line 20, made Darkei Shalom, Daraisa. It sounds like this is a deraisa. What do we Darkei Shalom, Rabbana? It's a deraisa to give the coin first. So I'm right. So Rav Yosef answered by deraisa. Uvipnei Darkei Shalom. The reason the Torah did this was to keep the peace. We'll see more about Darkei Shalom a little bit later. The same Gemara appears in the Horius Yud Beis and the Beis 22. The Tanar Rav Shmuel Kidasho Chodosh Rukdusha Liftarach Rishon Levarach Rishon Litalmi Af Rishon. There Rashi says Liftarach Rishon 23. Says a little differently in Horius Yud Beis and Beis, and he says in Gittin and Tezim Beis on the same Gemara, but it's all the same idea. Liftarach Rishon Likros Batorah. He's the first one called up to the Torah, as we know. And the Levarach Rishon is Bezimun. He should lead the benching. And to this day, when a Kohen doesn't lead the benching, we say Brishil Sakohanim, right? Now, the Rambam brings us to Halacha 24, Hilchos Kleya Mikdash Perigdal Alacha Aleph, HaKohanim Huvdulu Miklal Levim, Lavodas HaKarbonos Shinemar Vayavdel Aram Lakdishu Kodesh Kodoshim. Okay, the Kohanim were divided from the rest of the family, all Kohanim and Levim, right? They're all from the Shevet Levi. The Kohanim are divided from the other Levim, etc., to bring the Karbanas. Umitzus asehi lahav de la konon lekadshom lachim lekorban shenemar bekidasho kislechem lekechum akriv. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah asehi. So this, at least, to answer your question, David, is the Rambam saying it's a mitzvah? Not stam and I say it's a mitzvah the raisim. Okay, and halacha beis v'tzorah kol adam Yisrael linog ben kovet harbei. Well, Akti Moshom the Chodav Hashem Mikdusha Liftoch Patar Rishon Levaruch Rishon Tamalei Af Rishon and so on. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it's a one of the Targum Mitzvahs. Yeah, in fact, the Smag also counts as a Mitzvah. Simon Kessin Mitzvah Sesei Simon Kuf Ayim Aleph. In verse 25, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol says Mitzvah Sei Lekadesh Zer Aram. Well, Akti Moshom the Chodav Hashem Mikdusha, etc., etc. Again, Mekidashto. The Reverse writes in the Tshuva, Simon Tzadi Dalad. He says it's Dibre HaKol. We're going to see in a second. Not everybody agrees. He says, Dibre HaKol, he mitzvah b'torah l'chabed ha-koin. It's a mitzvah of the Torah to show honor to the coin. Yosef Mishar Yisrael. The Rambam counts it, and then he quotes in the Rambam, and he quotes others. So basically, the Rivash also assumes, and he mentions in the Smak, and he mentions other Sorm, that it's a mitzvah among the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Orachayim, Simon Reish Aleph Siv Beis. That's the laws of benching and meals. And says the Shulchan Aruch 27. Lo yaktim chacham Yisrael lekohen amaretz. Levarach lo derech chokum yishal. Comes to your question. Even a chacham Yisrael, a tamar chacham, should not take precedence over kohen, even over the kohens in amaretz. Right? You said that. I said. Okay. Levarach lo derech chokum. Avolos says a chacham reshus shivarech ein bekach klum. But the kohen can give reshus to others. We say like I said. Right. We'll get to that. But he says reshus hakohanim. Right. But if you're Talmud Chacham, certainly. Okay, now, it's interesting because the Magen Avraham there, in Sifkot and Dalet, of Simon Reish Aleph, mentions all these different things for which we give the Kohanim. He says, well, it's possible that maybe he mentioned, we'll see, some will say the Pasuk only Asmachta. We'll come back to that. But what the Magen Avraham is wondering, look at the end of Sifkot and Dalet there in 28, you know, it's true, we'd still give the coin the first Aliyah. And by benching, we also say Brishus HaKohen, even though we don't usually ask him, we just say Brishus, you know, we ask the coin, we just automatically assume he's going to give Brishus. What about all these other things? We don't automatically have him speak first. We don't follow this. And the Gemara wonders about it. Look at the end of 28, the end of Sifkot and Dalet and Simon Reish Aleph. Tzorech Ir Lama Ein Yizhar Achshav. Why would that so nizir? It's Nidoraisa. We just saw the Rambam and the Smag and the Rivash. They all hold the Dindoraisa. So the Dindoraisa, so how come we're not so careful about it nowadays? Other than by the Aliyah, huh? Higan Aben is also, this we said, is also an independent mitzvah, but that's not because, I mean, it is one of the Matnas Kohen, it's true.
Really?
Yeah, huh? It is, but it's a specific mitzvah. Yeah.
Everyone should do.
Sounds like it. Magen Avraham is wondering why we don't. So he says, again, Ein is harm akso lahakti makon lechol hanachmili. V'yeshli zor b'zeh machashu d'raisei. I mean, they're in the raises. So what are you playing around? So, the efshir de'ein on the b'kiyin b'yichusekuna. Maybe it's because we don't really know who actually is a Kohen or not. We say, what? We don't know. Look, in the days of the base, I mean, they used to have records and archives and who was a Kohen. Today, we don't keep these records because it could be that three generations ago there was an adoption, it was a second marriage, a license, so the person thought he's a Kohen. Like I told you this.
It's a rapper.
Well, there were certain names, right? The wife, yeah, okay, you're right. Okay, but we're not really sure those. We why do we assume someone's a kohen? Because he tells you a kohen. I know a kohen. My father's a kohen. Okay, so maybe we assume that the person's a kohen. Why would he lie? But it is possible that again there was a second marriage, it was an adoption, a mother, somebody died, the mother remarried. There was a, whatever it could be. And of course, the fact that the guy's name is, we'll tell you, the coin gene, yeah. We'll talk about that once. But anyway, the could be that there, you know, just because the name is Cohen or Katz, not automatically. I know someone whose last name is Cohen, and this person, our shul name is Katz, is not a Cohen. I know someone's Cohen, is Cohen's not a, so it's not automatic. I told you this once that Rabbi Senderovich from Milwaukee, he does a lot with Gittin, so he has a Sefer, to me, a very useful part of the Sefer. He gives you in the back the proper spelling of all the towns in America, you know, and also elsewhere, how you spell it in the Get or in Aksuba, anywhere we have. Anyway, so, but he has interesting tshuvas there. So one of the things he writes about, that people don't know, and he once had somebody, not for an aliyah purpose, a woman who came and she thought she, it was a Get issue, whatever it was, so she thought she was a coin. How do you know, who says you're a coin? How do you know you're a coin? She said, well, my father's name was Aaron. It says in the Torah, the sons of Aaron are priests. So it's, she thought everyone whose name is Aaron, the children are coming. She didn't know. You know, people said they always can be mixed up. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. And indeed, in the Shulchan Aruch, we are choshish for that with certain dinim. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Arachaim simin tof nun zayin sif beis v'yesh omrush ein machin challah b'zman hazeh l'shum kohen." When we separate challah from the dough and you bake a certain requisite amount of dough and you take, what do you do with the piece that you break off? You burn it. Why don't you give it to the kohen? Well, in Eretz Yisrael today, we separate Trumas and Maisas. We don't give. Why don't we give the Truma to the coin? Because we're not really sure if this guy's a coin. So if it's a matter of the first Aliyah, and it turns out that he's not a coin, so he got the first Aliyah, big deal. Okay, so, all right, he wasn't supposed to. But when it comes to matters like Truma, Chala, there's Yisurim involved. So you can't, we can't, so the Mogen Avraham suggests over there, well, first of all, it's in the top of the Zion, it's in the test, and 30, right. We don't know, maybe there was a problem, the mother, whatever could have happened. It gives you examples of what could have gone wrong. And anyway, that's what he says over here. Maybe that's why we're not miser in all these dinners. Okay.
But then also, it's more than just covered.
Right, the mitzvah, that's what I said, the Gon, you know, was always looking for a coin, was a bechor, so he was always looking for a coin miuchas to repode himself, you know. And he found some from the Rapport family that have good yichus, or whatever. Anyway, but all these assumptions is that we're dealing here with the din d'oraisa. I just want, again, full disclosure, not all we've shown them hold that this whole din of honoring the kohen is d'oraisa. Tosus, for example, Chulin Peis Amud Aleph 31, Tosus says, the din is, if someone grabs, there's a din, if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, a guy's about to do a mitzvah, you jump in, you have to pay a fine, 10 zuv. Okay. So, Echad Sha'amim Chavay Likra B'Torah. So let's say, I was about to read the Torah, and some other guy, in those days, if you got the Aliyah, you got Aliyah, and you read. So they called me up, and you walk up, and you start laying before I could do anything. Okay, so you grabbed away my mitzvah. So that's so you said you don't have to pay. Fine. Because everybody's chayiv in Kriyas Torah equally. It's not your mitzvah. And what if you grabbed the coin's spot? So I feel like I'm become coin. You came bimkom coin. Not that they called you bimkom coin.
You actually
took in the place of the coin. There's a fellow here... I remember Al Emzel, the kibitzer. So he said, when people ask him, are you a coin? He goes, no, I'm a Bimcom coin. That was his line. That was typical of him. I know. So anyway, so the heart of Hashem, the kiddush of Chodesh Ritushal, if Torah Chish Rosh Hashem, Asmachta, he Tosa says the whole thing's in Asmachta, it's not Dindarais. Ramban also, in the Torah Sa'odam, that's one of his major work, mostly on Avelis, but other things too. Torah Sa'odam.
What does Ramban do with this?
No, the pasuk is the pasuk. The Rama says not asmachta; it's a real drasha. The pasuk says v'kidashto. So Tosfos says not a real din. It's like David was saying; it's a nice thing, it's a good thing. You should do it, but it's not a real mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rama says it isn't. Okay, you could, like many pesukim, you could read either way. You know, the Ramban also writes Shema Minod Dekon Avav Ein Shom Koin Elahu is what he's talking about there. But he also says is. That's why the Gemara says it's Darkei Shalom. It's not a real absolute mitzvah. It's a din d'rabbanan. The Rosh also Chulin Parak Vav Simon Ches. Like agrees with Tosfos. Then agrees with Torah. Im Amar Acher. So and he says again the pasuk of Smach Ba'almahi. Fine. So that's the din. Now if you look in Gittin in Parak Hay, the Rosh and Simon Chof, I'm really more interested in the Karban Nathanael Oshin on that Rosh. So he discusses. Again, different opinions, whether it's Darais or Darabonon. The fact that the Gemara calls it a Darkei Shalom, that the order of the Aliyah is that a coin gets first is just to keep pace, sounds like it's a Darabonon. But he says, no, the carbon asana says lo kasher midi. Okay, the hard problem that kashon der icy koyle inachamori. It's going according to the other sheet. He works it out. I won't spend that much time on that. The point is, it could be the ice. It could be a the rabbanon. Now, there is an interesting Yerushalmi, another Yerushalmi, getting Perakei Halacha Tes. The Gemara says, story of Shimon Yochai, actually Machlokas, this question whether it's a derisa or Rabbanan, the Yerushalmi and Gittin presented the Machlokas in Shimon Yochai and Shimon Levi. Rishon Yochai says the fact that a Kohen gets the first Aliyah is with the Rei Torah, because he quotes a pasuk, "Vayichtov Moshe Satorah Zos Vayitna La Kohanim Bnei Levi." When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, first is given to the Kohanim; they go first. And Milsa Rishon Levi, Shuvin Divrayan. Okay, Don Rishon Miyamai Lo Barachti Fnei Kohanim, and Rishon Levi was a Levi, as his name Ben Levi implies. It's according to this one, Rishon Ben Levi was a Levi. So apparently, it was not that his father was Levi; he was just from Ben Levi. He was a Ben Levi. The last name is Levi. It wasn't that he was the son of someone named Levi. Okay, anyway, he says, I never, lo beirachti lifnei kohen. Okay, I never had an aliyah before a kohen. He said that as a source of, explaining why he was a righteous person. So, big yeshakarach, neither did I. In other words, if that's a din, if that's a real din, so great. I'm glad you followed the halacha. Evidently, he holds that if it'd be a Doraisa, it wouldn't be such a big deal for him to make such a statement. I mean, we all try to, but it was only a Rabbanon saying it's a nice thing to do, so that's why he's saying it was good. So anyway, my point is that the Machlokas, whether it's Doraisa or Rabbanon, could be a Machlokas over there in the Yerushalmi and Gittin Parakeh, Halacha Tes. Okay, I'd count with that. Now, again, I have the same Moshe, the Kohen Eid on that. One other Ha'ara on this, the tour. Just a second. The tour and the Bach. I pointed out, pointing to. Okay, the tour and the Bach in the tour is in Hilchos Shechita of all places. The end of Simon Chof Ches, he writes the same issue. We're talking about Asar Zehub. There, the reason it comes in Hilchos Shechita because the mitzvah called Kisei Adam. And after you shecht a bird or certain types of animals, a chayah, not a behemoth, so I did the shechita and I want to cover the dung. And meanwhile, you came along, dropped some dirt on, bye, I did the meal, you grabbed my mitzvah away. That's what comes up over there. So he also makes that comment and says that it's a deraisa. Okay, he says that he holds it to deraisa. The tour says, asmachta be'alma, but the Bach has a long discussion and he says, well, he kind of both be right. Okay, meaning that it's a sort of combination of a deraisa and a drabanan. How so? The idea of honoring the Kohen is a deraisa. But the specific ways to do it, that the rabbanan made. You follow? We have such a similar din, with a similar concept by the laws of chalamoid. Okay? According to many Rishonim, malacha is asar and chalamoid. But how do we define issa malacha and chalamoid as opposed to Shabbos Yontav? That was up to the rabbanan. To the side. You follow what I'm saying?
Like
maybe Kiddush would fill in the midst of Kiddush, how we do it, okay, could be. Okay, there are a number of areas of halacha. Some say some of the Yisur and Yom Kippur could all be derisive, but the specifics other than eating and drinking, how to do it, that's the Rabbanah. Anyway, so that's what the Bach says. The Torah says, we have an expression in Gemara by Chalamoid, Masrua HaKosav L'Chachamim. The Torah left it up to the Chachamim to determine the parameters. In other words, the concept is a deraisa. There's an iser malach on chalamoid. How do we define malach on chalamoid? So that's already up to the rabbanon to decide. Don't equate Tarash Balpeh with rabbanon. All right. Anyway, so that's how the Bach kind of resolves these two opinions. Whether it's deraisa, the rabbanon. So, could be both. Yeah, you're both right. You're right. You're also right. The Gemara kind of alludes to it. Right? But there he was saying to what the Torah's reason was. Here he's saying, we're trying to explain those sheep that say it's Rabbanah. That's a Bach. The end of Simon Chof Ches
Yeah. That idea is just hard to. I mean, I can understand how the Torah can say, okay, Tarsha Mitzvah will tell you the general idea, Tarsha Balpeh will tell you the proxy because it both comes from
right.
Hashem. But this idea that
the
general idea
it's rare. It's rare. You're right. It's a good question. But the answer is it was left up to the legislation on Bonnet. It's rare. The Gemara says it about Malach al Chalamoid. And the Samuel Shalom was said about certain Yom Kippur. But the Bach extends it here. Okay. Now, the question is at the end of the day, Again, we always ask the question: what difference does it make if it's the right rabbanon? We're observant Jews; we try to keep all the rabbanons also. So, so one difference that might, not automatically, but might depend on this question is: can the kohen? Some of you asked this before. Be mocho? Can he wave? Wave with an eye? You know? Can he wave his right? Can he say I'm mocho? Okay, I know you're. You don't have to. And to what extent can he do that? Can the kohen be mocho? Then that may depend. If the din of the Kiddushto is a Daraisa, then there's less wiggle room to say, and you could argue it's not up to the coin. The Torah declares that this is what has to be done, so it's not up to you as the coin. I don't want the honor to bid. Right? I mean, it's not your decision. The Torah is declared. Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Similar idea. Okay, in other words, it may not be up to, if you're dealing with the Drabbanan, the Drabbanan said you have to have the coin, then you can talk about the coin, maybe it can be mocho. That's all. So the Gemara is not really clear. The Gemara in that same Sugin Nun Testament Beis goes further. The same Gemara. Elam Avayelech, the Demar, the Tanya Shnayim Mantinen, certain rules about waiting to bench and so on, but other things that are darkei shalom we're discussing there. And the Gemara says that the imbal at the end of that first line of 41, nun pesam is getting imbal lachlo covered l'rabo or l'mishagalam then a harshus biyada. The Gemara says the kohen wishes to give covered. He doesn't want to. He's a guy and his rebbe's there. Says I'm going to leave the bench and my rebbe's here, you know. So therefore, he's allowed to give the covered to his rav or to somebody else who's greater than him and so on. But there's a limitation. Lo shano el besudu. A meal you can do, but not in shul. The kohen can't say I don't want the first to leave. My rebbe's here. Give it to him. That he can't do. The asil in tzuyah because it's going to cause. I've told you that Aliyahs, people get very particular about Aliyahs. I've told you this before, that story that I heard from an uncle of my wife, that he, I'll preface it by saying, the last place in the world that I would like to be a gabbai in is at a rabbinical convention for Shabbos. I have to decide who gets which Aliyah. I mean, that's, that's exactly, for fight.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm telling you a story. My sister, Haya, it's like, imagine a rabbinical convention, after all these big Dolei Torah, you have to decide who gets Shlishi. I wouldn't want to be the guy in charge. So the story that my uncle told me, he was a young man, he went to such a convention with his brother. And he's sitting there, and they called up a certain person, a certain rov for Shlishi, and then they called up a different rov for Ravi. And he said, you could see that the guy who got Ravi was a little bit miffed. Why did he get Ravi? The other guy got Shlishi, and a little bit miffed about it. So he got up, he took his Aliyah, but you could tell, apparently, that he was a little miffed. So my uncle said his brother elbowed him, and he said, let's wait and see. Okay, think about it. So apparently, later on that afternoon, the Rav who had gotten Shlishi was the speaker. He was leading the session, whatever, it was a convention. He was giving a drasha. So he was giving the drasha, and this other guy who got in Raviyah interrupted in the middle, said, you can't say that. It's against the Chazanish. It's against the yells and screams. So uncle said, his brother elbowed him and goes, Ravi. That was it. You know, but people get nervous about these kinds of things. So the Gemara says, shul, don't do it. Okay, and shul, don't do it. Amar of Masa, hold on, Bishaknesses low. Now listen to this. Lo Amar of Shabbos Yom Tovim, the Shchichi Rabbin. And even in Shul, we're only worried on Shabbos Yom, there's a lot of people there. But Abu Shenu Chamishin low, but on Monday and Thursday, not such a big crowd, you can do it. Whereas, Aini, really? Rav Huna, Kari Bekana, Bishabbos Yom Tovim. Really, on Shabbos Yom, allowed to. Rav Huna, who wasn't a coin, was called up for the first Aliyah on Shabbos Yom Tov. For answer, Shiny Rav Huna. The Tafila of Ami Rav Asi, the great Rav Ami Rav Asi, who were Kohane Chashivah Eretz Yisrael, they were the great Kohane Eretz Yisrael at that time. Mechav Havakhaifele, they were Kafuf, they subordinated themselves before Rav Huna. So Rav Huna was an exception. That's the one getting on the Testament base. So the side point is interesting that the Gemara says, on Monday and Thursday, we're not so worried about it because not that many people in Shul. Huh?
Only got one.
Aliyah. He got the first Aliyah, that was one,
Monday
huh?
And Thursday.
Got called the first instead of a Cohen. He got the first Aliyah. He got on Shabbos, but he got the first Aliyah. That's the point. So it's interesting, just as a side point, Tosas in Gittin points out in the Testament of Hayes, this is not our issue. But it's interesting, the Gemara having said a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov when the shuls are crowded and Monday and Thursday when they're not as crowded. Tosas says, Omer, Chanano, Hani Mila did who? That was in those days. The Bechol, how we treated Malachta, and they had to go to work and so on. So the shuls weren't so crowded on Mondays and Thursdays. Aval Lididan, for us, Shchichi B'Shenim Chamishi Kvob Yontif. Wow. The days of the Balei Tosas, the shuls were just as crowded on ordinary Monday and Thursdays as on Yontif. I don't know, maybe we've gotten back to that in some short, huh? Or just empty, right? I think he was saying the other way. He's saying the other way. But interesting, I mean, I don't know, Baruch Hashem healed a lot of people on Monday and Thursdays. I mean, you know, I totally also a little bit. You know, when I was growing up, not the case here. You know, certainly growing up here in Teaneck, there was Monday and Thursdays, the schools are nowhere near as full as they were on Yom Tov. Wasn't even, you know, I remember a time when they used to have to send out to make sure the minyan for Milcha Mat, they'd have like a rotation, make sure you had to come that week. You know, so
there weren't,
God,
there weren't as many minyan.
There weren't as many minyan. Well, yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's a side point. But now I do want to mention something else which mitigates in favor of saying that. So the question is, can there be mocha? That Gemara implies, at the end of the day, the Gemara implies that it could be, because Rav Huna, who was not a Kohen, was given the higher, you know, the Rav Huna was given this aliyah, even though he wasn't a Kohen. So it sounds like it can, but it was not exactly crystal clear from the Gemara. Was that a special exception? So that's the question in Mocha, huh?
He
wasn't. He definitely wasn't. That's the point. Oh, no, no. Rav Asi were the Kohanim, and they deferred to him. They deferred to him. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, right. You have to know the Metzias. They always have, exactly right. You always have to know the Metzias. Okay? So anyway, so there is some indication that you're not allowed to be mochos. For example, the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perchavala Pasuk Vav, has the expression, Kidoshim yu lelo kehem, velo yichalu shem elo kehem, ki isha shem lechem elo kehem, emak vidim, vahoyu kodesh. So the Sifra, Perch Aleph, Os Vav, and Os Gimel, says, Kidoshim yu lelo kehem al korchom, even against their will. Let's say a Cohen's not allowed to marry a divorced woman. Let's say he does. So he's supposed to try and, not only for Orthodox rabbis, it's funny thing the other day. So an Orthodox rabbi, not a fisher. You can try and depano means you beat him. You try and beat him up. You try and get him even Bal Korcho. And that's a Gemara in Yevamos. Pei Chesam Beis, 46. Most of Rabbim, Minayim Shem Lord to the Pano. Pano means, you know, Rashi says in 47, the Pano, Hakehu. Right, he said, I'm interested in the kedusha. I don't want to. A coin is kedusha, can't marry a kedusha. Good, so I won't be a coin anymore. You know, you can't do that. That's the point. A guy will say who renounces kuni. You can't do that. You're a coin. You're stuck with it, and therefore it's even about karcho. That's the point. Okay, he doesn't want to. He wants to go to a cemetery. He wants to, whatever the coin's not allowed to do. Okay, he decides I want to do it. So that sounds like he can't be mocha.
Those parts are spelled out.
That's true. That's true. Maybe that's a difference. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eben Ezer, Simon Vav, Siv Vav, Kohen Shenosa Achas Mepsulos, a Kohen married a woman he wasn't allowed to, Machrin, put him in Cherem. We discussed that a bunch of weeks ago. Machrin knows some. Machrin will call him Nosim and Osim, and don't do business with him, and all of these things until he divorces her. So that sounds like you can't be mochel. Yeah.
So we have a case of
Yerusha Kulo Kohanim. Yeah. Certainly it's welcome,
that,
you know. Yeah.
That seems to be a very
reliable. Yeah, no, okay, I hear. I think that's what I didn't see what makes, but okay. Now what then Taka would be the din about Mechilah? So the Rambam is pretty clear. Now let's remember, the Rambam is the one who said, or one of the people who said, that it's Mitzvah Raita. And therefore consistent, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Sesei Lamed Beis, 49, the Rambam writes, the HaMitzvah Lamed Beis is 32, Sivano L'chabed Zer Arman L'asim L'Romamam, the Nosim Madregosa Madrega Kodemes, you give them precedence and everything, you know, Rishon Afilu Yim Anu Oso Lo Nishma Mehem, even if the guy refuses it, we say, too bad. What does the Rambam seem to be saying? This is how Rav Soloveitcher and others learned it, but it's pretty obvious. You don't need to be a Rav Soloveitcher to see it. Because look at the first half of the statement. Who are we honoring here? We're honoring him as a member of Zera Aaron. Mitzvah Tivanu L'chabed Zera Aaron. That's a din. In other words, we're not honoring this guy as a person. In other words, it's not you're a Kohen. It's not your honor to forego. Right. It's for the sake of Zera Aaron, which if you think about it, right?
Yes.
Right, it's the office. Yeah. Exactly correct. It's the position. It's the title. It's the office. It's not the person. The Gemara has a drush on Torah, so it's not really the same. You're saying it's the right idea. It's not you. It's something else. But here, it's not you to earn anything.
Yeah,
but the point is, it is the office. It's exactly right. And that fits in very well what we started with, that they're like a melech. It's gedul like a melech. That's the office. The melech is Allah. Melech shemocho kvoto ein kvoto mocho. He can't forego it because it's not his. We're not honoring him. We're honoring the office. That's the point. So, and it's clear in the Rambam like that over there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And also, if you look back to find it now, but Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Dalad, we mentioned before, if you can find it quickly. Yeah, on source 24. HaKohanim Huvdalu, he gives the whole drasha. The Kohanim was separated from the rest of the Levim. In other words, it's a din in the Shevet. It's a din in the family. So therefore, the Rambam says, V'afilim anu oso lo nishma mehem. Even if he refuses, too bad. Okay? V'zeh kula hagdula lakel. Because really, who's the honor for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achashehu lo kama bracha avaroso. Who is it? You know, it's even, I want to add in, it's even in the bracha that the Kohanim make by Duchenne, and also in the Truma, the Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushas Aron. In other words, it's not me, it's right, Kedushas Aron. So that's what the Rambam says, it's Kedush, it's a Kedusha Kedush Baruch Hu, and the Rambam says that's why the Pasuk says, V'Kidashto, why? Ki Eslechem Elokecha Hu Makriv. In other words, this is the service of Kedush Baruch Hu, it's Kedush Baruch Hu did it. And that's what the Rambam says, and therefore you can't do it. That's the quote of Sifra that we saw, it's even Bal Karcho. And that's the story. It's not him, okay? He's that tzibur that's above. Ain't no bechiras hakohen. Rambam says before it's not up to the kohen. Not his choice. It's not for him, okay? And the Rambam quotes some other rise. Sefer Chinuch says similar. It's a slight difference, but Sefer Chinuch source 50 says mitzvah reish samach tes. It's mitzvah kiddush zera aron lekad is zera aron kolma lekad shon lechins al karmi is zera ikar asay. That's the mitzvah. And he also says v'im mianupa zera. Lo nishalem, they refuse it. Well, that was into too bad. Why he says it even more clearly? He says v'zekulo lichvod Hashem yisalem. Achar shehu lo kama bracha. What does that Rambam says? Okay, shneimar and so on. So according to these Rishonim, anyway, and he quotes the Sifra, even Bal Karcho, and he says u'mishar she'amitzel v'shiyadua ki mikvod ha'adon lechabed misharsov. You honor the master by honoring his underlings. By honoring them, you're really honoring him. You're honoring the king's servants is by honoring him. Okay, and therefore we have to do that. And he writes at the very end, very important. You know, heges b'chol mokum b'chol zman. This mitzvah applies all the time. Don't think that this only applies in the Beis Hamikdash. Was then this b'chol mokum b'zchar and akevus. Again, even a zochar and akevus, one has to honor and so on and so forth. So mitzvah kulam l'chabed zera aron. That's the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch. However, the Marami Rutenberg has a tshuva, source 51. Tshuva Marami Rutenberg before Prague, Simon Kuf Zion. He says no. He says this whole, he learns differently. He says these are all things the Gemara calls it Darkei Shalom. He doesn't go for that Korban Asana that's, you know, it's with Daraisa, but the Rabbanon have the right to interpret it. He said this is all a din to show respect for Cohen and so on. It's good. But he says it's really the, maybe you want to look 3, 6, 7 lines in. Aval Ikamar Cohen Em Chalal Kvodi. If the coin, again, source 51, 7 or 8 lines out. V'im aval ikamar kohen emchol al kvodi, kvoda mochol. Kimo harav shemochol kvoda kvoda mochol. Right? The rice of the day, it's his Torah and so on. So kol shekain kohen, shakahuna lo, zarat olam, like the psukim say. Shiziksiv, v'haisa lo, this is not in this week, it's a few weeks from now, Pinchas. V'haisa lo, zaro briskun asalam. But in our parsha as well, v'chein v'parshas korach, ksiv a few times, kama from kahuna schem. Okay, the word kahunaschem is used. It's your kahuna. Alma shakuna shelahemi. But lo domi lemelech shenem. It's not like a melech. So again, the Ram Rutenberg is a heavy.
Doesn't mean it's your kahuna. You can do whatever you want.
Well, again, it's something you can refuse the honor. It's your, the honor is to you. If you don't want it, okay, like a rub. Shemachal kodah. So okay, you can't renounce your kahuna. But as far as the cover that other people, the things like you said before, the things you can't do, marry a grusha or go and become tummy, that's on you. But the cover that other people have to give to you, that's how the Mahmud sets a machlokas. Now, if you look in the Mordechai, in Gittin, Hagos Mordechai, actually, Remez, Tav Samach Aleph, there's a story, okay? Maisa b'koin, sheyotzak mayim alidei Rabbeinu Tam. A certain coin, goes back to the story I said about David Lishitz. I was talking about putting his coat on. So, for the days of Rabbeinu Tam, he had one of the Talmidim, or someone help him wash his hands for him. The Hikshalo Talmid, one of the Talmidim asked, Hashanina b'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi we started with, Hamishtamish b'kahuna moral. How can you do that? The Heishiv Lord Ben Tam answered, "Ain b'ab kedusha bizman hazeh. This whole din doesn't apply bizman hazeh." So claimed Ben Tam, quoted by this Mordechai. Different sheet. Only not bizman hazeh. Why? The kaimalon big day hamaleim kedusha aleim below low. The Kohanim only have this elevated status when they wear, or at least they're able to wear, the big day. Come on, that's the girl we'll see in a second. So they asked. So that was the answer Ben Tam gave. The next time it is, the Ikshem Cain, if that's so. So Kolmanei Kedusha Lo Lebelu. So we don't have to give him the first Aliyah. Yeah, maybe all Kedusha's Kuna's off. The Shosek Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer. Okay, that's what he's told. Yeah. Okay, we saw that. So good, but it could be dark. But Dark Eshom again, if it's only Dark Eshom, yeah, you're right. Enough. We saw that now. So but the question is, so then why did they ask Rabbeinu Tam? So all the other dinim were off too. The whole Gemara and this, that's basically the question. Was it the Talmud was asking? I mean, so he's calling it the first Aliyah. So he's saying it doesn't apply nowadays. So what are we doing? So the Heisher Rabbeinu Peter. Also one of the Balatosis, I guess Peter, I've never been a Peter, okay? Then he, the Yeshbam Kedusha, Yochol Limchol. He gives a different teretz. That's true, the Kedusha, he doesn't say like a Benatan. He says the Kedusha is still there, but Yochol Limchol, he can mochol. Kanamina Parakama Kedusha, ain't coin near to Neshanasa Balmum. Right? A coin can never become an ever near to there because then it becomes a Balmum, okay? And you would ask, what do you mean? How do you ever have how could you ever do it in the first place? How can it be your Evid? You know, he served, how can he have an Evid? What do you mean? He can't become near, so he can't permanently serve. He shouldn't be able to serve at all. Evidently, it can be Mocha. That's a Beno Peter. Now, just as a side point, a Beno Tom's idea comes from a mission of Gemara and Zvachim, Tezo and Beis. The Gemara says, the mission says, 53, call it quickly. I'll call it Zvachim, Shekibu, Daman, Zar, Onei, Tuyom, Chuzak, Chuzak, Begadim. If a coin officiates without his Begadim, then it passes the carbon. All right, Rashi says, what does it mean? 54, Mechus Begada means Kohen Gadol Shemesh Pachos Mishmona. He didn't have all eight garments. Or Kohen Hedin Pachos Midala. He didn't have all four garments. Whatever. That ruins the carbon. It apostles the carbon. And the Gemara later on says in Yudzayim and Beis, Mechus Begada Menola, why? Amar Bavo, Amar Yechon, Amot Mishmein, Amar Lezim, Amar Shimon, Amar Koh, V'chagarta Osam Avnei Aron Avon, V'chavar Shalem Mikbol. You want to see the Pasuk I printed in Source 57, Parsha Tetzav, V'shmos, Chof Tes, Tes, the chagar tolem avneit aron uvana bechavach mikvoz. You put the avneit, the special hat on. Then v'hoyselam kuna. So Gemara has a drasha back in 55. Zochem yudzaner beis v'hoyselam bizman shebigdayim aleim kunosam aleim. Ain bigdayim aleim, ain kunosam. That was a minute times raya. Okay.
The same concept, using a different way. And one is that he loses his high status.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I hear.
You can't be becoming the mitzvah, you're like a zohar.
Right, okay.
Same concept in a different direction.
Right. But Rabbeinu Tam made the connection. Rabbeinu Tam says, evidently, this whole din of kahuna is only when Big Dam Aleim, okay? But again, the question they asked Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer, well, what about all the other things? And Rabbeinu Tam was quiet, led Rabbeinu Peter to give a totally different answer. We have to try and understand Rabbeinu Tam.
Couldn't he just say that we're talking, distinguish between the things that were spelled out, like we got.
Okay, you could. Even the things that weren't spelled, like say first Aliyah, doesn't apply anymore, according to the time?
I guess. Or
first Aliyah.
What happened?
That's what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with
no. Right, but there you could say it's Dark as Shalom, you don't want to fight in the shul. I'm saying, but I'll be. But you're right. That's the problem. Enchanam. Yeah. The Gemara, though, quotes the Gashal. The Gemara, there quotes the Pazit.
About the.
First Aliyah. Yeah, they want to look back in source, out of here somewhere. Earlier, so we got here. Where is it? So the Gemara kind of says it's a combination. It's both. Yeah, the Gemara says both. You have to look back in. I printed the Gemara. I can't find that. Source 20.
Thank
okay,
you.
Anyway. So let's get back to here. So I quoted the Gemara Kedushin Chof Avon Beis about the Kohen Nirtza. We'll leave it out. Okay. So to try and elaborate a little bit further on the point, the Ma'arika is an interesting tshuva. We're not going to read the whole Ma'arika. So the Ma'arika is an interesting tshuva in Siman Tes. He was asked the following question. There's a question that comes up. Okay, apparently they had a practice in those days. Interesting practice in Marikas. Okay, this is talking about Aliyah. Okay, so, you know, the question, what if we want to give Yisrael the first Aliyah? So apparently they had the practice, you look on 60, I assure you, Nihigo ha-lo-azim, b'chol makomus v'sem sh'b'shabbos b'reishas. The first Shabbos of the year, after Simchas Torah. Apparently there's a minig in many communities, or in some communities, that Marik was aware of. Marik was of Yosef of Cologne. Kufis, Cologne, in France. They had a minig that the first Shabbos of the year, when they began the Torah anew, they would auction off the first Aliyah. They had the cover of the first Aliyah in the Sefer Torah after we wound it back, you know, following Simchas Torah. It's more the Chasam Reishis. Chasam Reishis is not really part of the Iker Chiv of the Kriyas HaTorah that day. We just do it to give cover to the Torah and Simchas Torah. But the first real Kriya is Parshas Bereishis.
So every time they went in, 3 times a week for the whole year.
What?
Auctioning.
Oh, right, that's a map. But this day, no, but here they would auction off. Yeah. 5,000, yeah. Smash them all. But here they would do it, but the point is that somebody else, a non-coin, could bid on it. Okay?
No,
so you had a case.
You win the bid and you choose your
right.
Coin.
So here, they auction off to somebody, and the coin says, I'm not leaving. I want the aliyah. I'm in Tassel. The whole sichsuch. Okay? The Ata Irishal Rotsa Kohen Liknos HaMitzvah. He didn't want to pay for it and get it. He's only Kohen in Shul. So I get up. Why should I pay for it? I'm going to get it anyhow. So, right, okay. So that's what the guy said, right? He said, apparently he's only Kohen to get the aliyah anyway. And he wouldn't leave either. So Gansamaisa. So the most of the tshuva in the Maharik is about, keeping the minig, why it's a good minig, and it wasn't right for this person. Anyway, in the course of the tshuva, the Marik basically says you can do it anyway, even if the coin doesn't leave. You know,
even if the coin is not mochel.
Right, it's not mochel.
So now we're discussing whether the coin could be mochel. Now we're saying
in this particular case, even if it wasn't, yeah.
Even if he's not.
That's correct. At least in this particular case, if there's a minig, that's the most of the tshuva is about a minig. Okay. In other words, on an occasional basis. In other words, on a derech, you can't do this every week. And kick the coin out, but once a year, to raise money for the stock of the shul or whatever they were giving the money for. So then it was mutter. Okay, his preference is the coin should walk out, but and even block him from coming to the shul. But all right, that's the Maharik. That's the joke. The guy wants to. We mentioned this in the past also, right? The guy comes as rabbi and he says, "Listen, I always wanted to get the first aliyah, but I'm not going. What should I do?" So the rabbi said, "Look, go. Don't tell anybody I told you this, but go. To a town 50 miles away where nobody knows who you are." You go on a Monday morning, you'll sit in the back, the gobbler will come up to you and say, are you a coin? You say, yeah, he'll give you an aliyah. You want to know the difference? So the guy finally gets up the nerve, he goes, he does, he travels early in the morning, schleps up 50 miles of a horse and wagon, comes to the town, nobody knows him, sits in the back, they start davening, and sure enough, the gobbler walks up and says, are you a coin? And he says, yes. The gobbler says, well, listen, we have 2 yardsticks and a bar mitzvah this morning, I need you to step outside. But Lamaisa, is there such a din? So that's not true of the Marik. I just thought it was an interesting minig that they had. Now, it's interesting further, the Rabbi Yonasan Eberschutz in 61, the Tumim, in Simon Tesvav of the Chosh Mishpat, okay, in Siv Gimel, talking about it's in Chosh Mishpat, because let's say different people have a litigation, who do you go first, the coin, whatever it is. But he also mentions it too, the question about Rabbi Natan, the question against Rabbi Natan was a strong question. Because Rabbi Natan, let's remember, said that the whole din doesn't apply. Nowadays, he had a riot from the Gemara, the Big Dam, but the question was a good question. What about other, what about the other areas?
He wasn't talking about marrying a
Karusha. No, again, not specific. That's him. I'm talking about covered to be given to him by others. So the Tumim says that Enochanami, he says a distinction, and the Sholomeshiv also says the same thing, Chela Gimel Simon Tazayim of his Shuvas and Madura Kamen 62. He says that what Rabbi Tom meant was that it's not Doraisa today. In other words, in the days when the Big Day Malayim, this din to be Mechabed the coin was Doraisa. Okay, then it was a real din Doraisa. Okay? In other words, look in the Sholomesh in 62. He's Alfinus Daita Hanira, which is the same thing. I guess he didn't see the tomb and it wasn't available, but same idea. Look at 62. Again, it's Chuvah Sholomesh Adur Kama, Chela Gimon Simon Tes Zayin. Alfinus Daita Hanira Lachrid, the Afluma Nomer Daraisa, who Dafku is not Chuvah Sholomesh Kaya, Bahayu Royal Avoda, Bahayu Betushas Kunosa, Kunosa Rambam, and so on. Okay, but nowadays, Mashenachim is Manazesh, when it's not Chorid Beis Chachenu, Kaven Shanito Kov Beis Chayenu, Nito Gam Kavar HaKoin, Reino Rakto Abonon. In Kain, there's Manazesh, in Kanisar. That's the point. He says that the Rabbeinu Tam did not say that you don't have to give the coin the first aliyah. Again, it remains a question why Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't answer. It's a shasak, but the other Achronim are trying to figure out what Rabbeinu Tam had in mind. What, he forgot? Okay, so he says, no, he said, what was the case? The coin was washing his hands, right? So he says, there's no Isser anymore. The mitzvahs remain in place, the Rabbanan. But the Issa let, and it works out very well, the Issa was an Issa of Me'ila. Well, Me'ila is, remember we said the Kohanim is like the Kalim, right? The Kohanim, the Pasuk and Ezra, the Kohanim are like the Kalim. Well, that doesn't apply. Okay, that's the point of the, that's what these Pasuk are saying. The Issa doesn't apply. You see,
according to that, if someone's mafish this cleat, the better goodbye, then it's nothing. We have to worry all the time.
But what's the shekel? I'm not a shekel, that'll be a meila. Maybe on the Arban is a good question. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's the Sholomet. That's what the Tumim says. The Chassam Sofer, in his Chidushim Tegitin, on that daf, Nun Tesson Beis, he says, he quotes the Taz with the whole story, the Ben Tam, and the Petter, and so on. And he says, im eno makru lechem lekecha, the Ozku Shosarach Mishim Kvodo, the high delay. He says a little different angle. And the Maram Shik, who's a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, says here in Chubas Archaim Simon Samech, my Rebbe, meaning the Chassam Sofer. And he says it in his Sefer Mitzvahs also. He says, the Kasha against him in the Talmud, what do you mean? How to use the coin? He says, because there's no kahuna today, but they said, so in Cain, maybe she mutter the grush and all the other dinin. So he said, but Teta gave an answer, maybe, and he didn't answer. So he says, a beer, look at 64, beer in Marin Zatzal, the Kavanas are in the Tom, in Tizim, and a Petra Chado. He agrees that they're Mochel, but it's like this. You see, Devarai Bizman HaMikdash, Ein Mor Mechila, Da'akavad Lashem. That which we said, like the Rambam says, and the Chinuch says, that's Bizman HaMikdash, it's not his covered, and therefore he can't be Mochel. No, it's Ein Achanami. Bizman HaBayis, it's a Dindo Raisa, and the coin cannot be Mochel. Bizman hazeh, okay, what's left? Bizman hazeh, moel mechila. Now the mechila helps. In other words, it's two things. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, it was a real din. Perhaps he could go back to the Reis Drabonon. That possibility. It's only bizman Drabonon, bizman hazeh, which is like the Sholem Aleichem the Tomb says. But the Chassam Sofer doesn't exactly say it that way. Chassam Sofer says that bizman habayis, and again, it works out very well with calling it meila. That's only applicable when he has begotten, when he's a kohen, a full-fledged kohen. So there, there you can't be mochel anything, not covered due to you, not using nothing, okay? Because it's a real din. That's something in the chila. It's not you. It's a kodesh baruch hu.
Yeah, but it's manifest in your behavior.
That's right. Because we're in begotten. It's the same. But bizman hazeh, that's that. Bizman hazeh shapi yishloma can rashi divrei achronim. Okay, that's how the. How you can answer Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam, when he said there's no more Kedusha, Bizman Hazeh, he doesn't mean automatically. It's not like there's no more Kedusha in the sense. It's not to the coin. There still is a Chiv to honor the coin, but it's subject to Mechila. Now, the one exception might be in Shul that it's going to lead to other problems. Now, but look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan doesn't say like this altogether. That was all to justify Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Hei Baruch Haim, also the Ramo says, also Mishtamish B'Karnav Hilu B'Zman Hazeh. The Ramo paskins the other way. He says, the Issa Mishtamish B'Karnav Hilu B'Zman Hazeh, the Havi Kamo B'Hekesh, Im Lo Mochel Al Kach, but you can still be Mochel. So either the Ramo doesn't accept this whole, you can't use a coin, you know,
so now
even B'Zman Hazeh.
Before talking, remember,
I was just explaining about the time. I see. No, but it flows from the essay. You have to say it flows from the essay. Like in this essay, it's from the essay. There's no los essay. It's like meila. Meila is a los essay, but that's what he meant. Also, I think so. Also, shalosh b'kona filibus manazeh. David kamo behektish imlo mochal kav. You can't be mochal. That's the Mordechai. That's the Rabbeinu Peter. That's the other side. I explained to you about the time. Okay, but the other sheet is the other way. Okay, so just to finish up, there's an interesting question. Taz quotes the whole story. The Mishnah Berurah, Taz is cotton Lamites of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, summarizes the deal. But we've given a couple of answers. I just want to read to you Rabbi Salvechik had on the sheet. But the Sefer Ginas Egos of Shechter's Sefer, he has an essay in Siman Nun Beis. The topic is Shchita Lavavoda. It's a Kachim topic. But in Siman Nun Beis in Ozvav, he said the Rav explained there are two different Kedarka Makodesh. Shamati Marimar Yisrael Salvech Yisrael. The Beer Shitas Harbeinu Tam. Explaining this Harbeinu Tam. The Hinei Yisrael Dakte Peloshin Yishalmi. He's Medayik in Loshin Yishalmi. Da Mishtamish Bekuna Maal. The Pshuta Avalem. Also, why did it just say also Mishtamish Bekuna? What is it's like Me'ila? Who brought up Me'ila? And again, why? Near the Pharisee, the Beis Kedushas Kahuna Yesh. The Yesh Kedushas Kahuna Shbegvulin. There's a general Kedusha of Kahuna applies everywhere. How Sartola coin Begrusha, he can't marry Grusha. Umatios Mitruma, he can eat Truma. And Mechayeva Sukhom Mechvoda, and people have to honor him. But the Yesh Kedushas Kahuna Shbegmiktosh. Okay, there's Kedusha of a coin in his role in the Mikdash. Okay, and that's if you're Mechusa Begadim, he doesn't wear the Begadim, you know, he loses it. And that's what it means. Bizman She'ain Bigdayam Aleim Ain Klosim Aleim. So he says, Nira, that the Rabbeinu Tam held that the Isser, but since the Gemara said it's like Me'ila, so anything which is comparable to that's part of Kedusha's Mikdash. Okay, and therefore that only applies when there's such a concept of Kedusha's Mikdash. It doesn't apply to this manazeh. Think about going on the basis of Mikdash now. But the point is, he said, that doesn't apply. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is right. He says, when he said, I'm allowed to have this coin, wash my hand, it's okay because that was part of the manifestation of the Kedusha connected to Mikdash. But the other Kedusha, the coin, not marrying a Grusha, and he gets the first thing, all these things, that's got nothing to do directly with his role in the mikdash. Therefore, that still applies today. Conversely, the first thing is not subject to mechila, but the second group is. It is subject to mechila, other than the thing in shul because of darkish. Let me just finish up. Okay, I'll just say Adam Armakomus. Here you can look it up in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, which is really a long siman. It's a siman in the Nesiyas Kapayim. Okay, so in Siman Lama Kotten Lama Tess, the Taz brings it up. Mishabura has in Kufayin Dal and Kufayin Hey. He talks about Mila and the Mechila, which is the way that he paskins. Okay, but the only thing is I forgot now who said it. Maybe the Taz. I think the Taz says it. Okay, in that piece, that there's another point. He says that sometimes you can say. I don't know if it's in the top of the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe says they have Sif Samaches, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beit. I printed it all, you should look at it. It's fascinating just to see a good summary. But I want to mention the following. Sometimes a guy can say, this is my covet. I want to help the Rebbe with his coat. I want to help Rabbeinu Tam. Today in the yeshiva, guys together, one of the other yeshivas that go to the wedding, so the guys compete with each other. Who's going to drive him, right? In other words, you want... So that itself, that you're right.
What
the coin. So because he won, because that is his cover. Yes.
I don't want to escort.
Okay, you're right. You could. Yeah. Okay, that's true. Okay. I just want to mention the point of the last few sources. Just talk about this issue, or the coin has to be out of the room. If you know. So the Shulchan Aruch says. Huh? One second. So, yes, it's in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey of the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. By the way, I should mention the Beis Yosef there, Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, talks about it, collects other minhagim. But the Marik mentioned that there was on the Shabbos Bereishis. The Beis Yosef, at other times, there was some minhagim on Sukkis, other things. You had a minig that they would not call up the coin first. Okay, anyway. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel of Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, and we'll finish up, Kohen. Kohen Torah Rishon, Vachrav Levi, Vachrav Yisrael, fine. Sif Hey, if they called up a Kohen, and lo and behold, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's in the middle of Kriya Shema. He can't get up. He can't be mafsik. So then they say, call him up, so then it's okay, call up somebody else, it says. Or if it's a fast day, and he's not fasting. Okay, it's okay, otherwise, Michatan, you can't get a leave if you're not fasting. You don't say the doctor's orders, he's not fasting. Okay, so then Kohen Yisrael, and Shulchan Aruch says, based on that Marik, V'tov Sheyelech HaKohen Be'Sakneses. It's a good thing for the coin to walk out. Not everybody is so clear about that or agrees with that fully. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah of Tzivkot Tess brings up, as do others, you know, the problem with the coin walking out is, you know what happens? People start talking. And I wonder, if he didn't walk out, why should he walk out? Okay, someone's going to say, oh, he probably's not really a coin. There'll be somebody who'll say, this guy, you know, must be someone with the mother. You know, who knows what? The rumor mill begins to grind, and so that's what protects him to walk out. That's the point. Okay, that's if he stays in, it doesn't get aliyah. If he walked out, okay, maybe went to the bathroom, went here, whatever is his business. Right, of course.
If the guy like staying in the front of the shoe.
Right, that's true. Tell him before. So he walks out before. He had his phone rang, something in his shoe, whatever it is. You can make a tag. The guy's sitting there, don't call. Him up, okay. So, I mean, I remember one time Rabbi Shechter told us he was once at a chassan. He was eight or whatever. They called up a certain person to be one of the eidim, and he didn't come up. He sat there, he did not come up. He was there, he sat in the back, didn't come up. Okay, they called up somebody else to be the eid. The next day, he was indicted for some kind of a fraud. So, you know, it's possible to see, he wouldn't come up. So, you know, he knew he did. But people start saying who knows what. But both, when this I finished, Mamish, the last two sources, the Igus Moshe, Arachaim, Chelik, Beisim, and Lamadalad, Shubhazir, that's where Moshe finds it. It'd be Omer, Chelik, Arachaim, Chelik, Vav, Arachaim, Simchav, Gimel, you know, it was Gimel. Both of them quote Makoros that the coin does not have to walk out. Even if he doesn't walk out, you can call up. But again, it's not something you do, Bekvitis. But if there's some need, the Moshe talks about it. It's a Monday, and there's three people talking about yard side, or something like that, or some kind of the bar mitzvah, whatever it is. Well, yeah, so then there are reasons to be lenient, but in general, you should honor the coin. You don't make a habit of it. Okay?
Whether he wants to cooperate or whether they're really pressuring.
Right, okay. He should cooperate. But if he doesn't, you can ignore him and go on anyway. That's the point. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Kohen is built in the middle.